A lot of people are wondering where was God Is At Work podcast this past few weeks. Well, we're back.
What happened, Brother Rodney?
We were just very busy with a lot of things.
Yes, we are.
Just for your information, we just celebrated our 26th anniversary of Word for the World. And prior to the anniversary, we did a lot of stuff, especially you.
So did you. I mean, with media, yeah.
Well, we did a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But, well, that already has passed. And, well, basically, are back on the saddle. We would like to welcome you to episode number 13. Guys, this marks the first episode of season 2 of God Is At Work podcast.
Wow, we are already on our season 2? Second season?
Yeah. Yes, because what happens is if you have about 12 episodes, that's roughly considered as one season. Mm-hmm. And especially in the States, after a season, they take a break. And, you know, they do some tapings and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back for one more season. So now we're on our second season. And a lot of things have happened. A lot of things have happened. We are now recording, just as promised during the last podcast, we are recording in the new media nursery.
You should see it. I mean, well, why did you call it the nursery?
You know, a lot of people were just joking with the term nursery because there's this big glass window on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the window for a nursery when you look at the babies.
Yes. Yes.
It started as a joke. Now, we took that joke very seriously in media because...
Well, Rodney.
Well, the media, in media, it's like, you know, we give birth to ideas.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a nursery.
Yes, and we cultivate ideas.
Pardon me, sir, madam, those who are tuned in, but I think it looks more like a Japanese restaurant.
We are serving sushi tonight.
And this guy here looks Japanese.
Yes, I do.
Rodney.
Because I just have cheeky eyes. That's,
okay.
That's right. But so, we're here in the new media room.
It's wider.
It's more comfortable.
Yes, I can now swing my two arms.
And not hit my face.
That's right.
But hopefully one of these days we're going to have our video podcast again for another episode.
Will we have a better background?
We have a better background simply because you are in the media nursery. And another thing, another good news for us. You know, if you happen to check our website, wordfortheworld.com, there's this link at the lower right side of the website, and it contains what we call a link for podcast 1000 or godcast1000.com. It is actually a directory of most of the Christian podcasts in the internet, and if you check on it, you're going to see a very familiar logo and a very familiar...
And that's
very
us.
Very familiar color. Yes, and that is us. And we are rank number 13.
Yes.
Yay. Woo.
To God be the glory.
Yes, to God be the glory. We have reached a very nice place, 13th place. And all because of you, all those who are listening, tuning in every week, being very patient and waiting... you are the ones responsible for putting us there on the directory.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And we hope that within the succeeding episodes, you're going to download and you're going to ask your friends to visit our website.
So we'll be in number one.
That's not an impossibility.
Meaning to say that the gospel is being spread throughout the four corners of the world.
And it's not only that. I believe a lot of people enjoy our podcast simply because it's practical.
Mm-hmm.
It is
down to earth.
It's not churchy.
Yes.
And we touch on topics that are very ordinary or practical or common that a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah. So what's our topic today,
Good
Brother
question.
Rodney?
Nice segue. Our topic for today is... Well, this was announced a few weeks ago,
yeah.
But our topic for today is how do you share Christ to others? And we told our podcast listeners to send in advance their views. So that's why we have some emails.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
And we have about two.
Okay.
Let's start off with Via. who sent us an email, and she's telling us, well, first of all, she says, I want to congratulate you, Brother Roddy, and Sister Evelyn for making it big. Oh, making it big. We're now on episode 12 and going to 13. Now, she also mentioned that the topics have helped her a lot in her spiritual walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's her response to the question, how do you share Christ to others? One way that she does it is she invites her friends to come to church.
Okay.
Especially if there are special events, mm-hmm. just like cantatas or concerts.
Okay.
And check this out. She also has a burden for one of her office mates who happens to be gay or a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go on detail here, but she, from the way the letter goes, she is very much burdened to reach out to her office mate. Another email comes from May J. Very familiar
name,
because she used to go to War for World, but now she's in Germany.
Yes.
And she says, here are some of the ways that you can share Jesus to others. The way you live your life, how you interact with people, spend time with by genuinely loving others, or possessing Christ-like attitudes. But basically, being a living Bible for others to read.
Wow, that right. answers the question. So, bye, folks.
That's it. Thank you for tuning in for our podcast. Goodbye. The shortest podcast.
Go ahead.
So, you have to forgive us, you know, guys, because we haven't been speaking in a podcast for quite some time, so we get tongue-tied sometimes. But anyway, how do you share Christ to others? Well, you know, we can go through the Bible reading, you can go through the preaching, you can invite people to go to church, you can invite them to go to cantatas, and, you know, that's good, that's cool.
Hmm.
But I believe, personally, the best way for us to spread or share the word of God is not necessarily in what you preach to them, it's more of what they see in you.
That's right. You are what you call the scripture,
mm-hmm.
the living scripture. Every words that you say, every decisions that you make,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even with the way you dress up,
mm-hmm.
and the way you deal with people, your subordinates, your superiors, your spouse and your
yep.
children,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this reflects the kind of person you are. You are Christ-like
yes.
in your attitude.
Right. And I remember one of the pastors that I happened to watch his sermon. He said that I would rather watch a sermon than hear a sermon.
What do you mean by
Meaning
that?
Meaning to say he would rather see someone live the things or apply the things that he has learned or she has learned mm-hmm. in church on Sunday
yeah.
or on a Thursday night or a midweek service, rather than just this person just talking and talking and
mm-hmm.
talking.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to share others Christ, our relationship with Christ and how God is so effective in our lives, it has to show in the way we live our life.
Yeah,
it's just like
right.
the ones. Do you watch infomercials on TV? You know what are these infomercials on TV?
I'm not like you, Rodney. You know, what is that?
What, you don't watch TV?
I watch. You don't want to know.
No, she's kidding. She doesn't really have much. She's not really more of a. You're not more of a TV.
I'm
buff,
more no. of a book person.
She's a book person. And maybe one of these days we'll review a certain book or something.
Okay.
But anyway, usually this happens at late at night
mm-hmm.
when there's not much people watching. They have these infomercials, and infomercials are paid advertisements of different products like blenders or fat reducing pills or
okay,
exercises.
Okay.
Now, what they do here to prove that it works, it's either they bring out an expert, like say for example a dietitian or a doctor,
mm-hmm.
or they bring out the product and let other people test it for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And then they capture it on film with their testimony. They say, oh, yes, this worked for me. I
yeah,
lost weight, this
uh-huh,
and this. Or
uh-huh.
this has really helped me a lot in my household chores.
Yeah.
So that's what we're also saying here. We can talk about Jesus all we want. We can preach about Jesus all we want. But if they don't see the effects of the gospel in your life, then they will not be able to, quote-unquote, buy your product.
You know, the sad story here that I've heard a lot of times is mm-hmm. this. When some friends or relatives are asked to come to church mm-hmm. and they say, be a Christian, have a right. relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The sad part here is that they would mention a couple of people's names, maybe close friends of theirs, and that they have a sad encounter. And they say that these guys are claimed to be born again or Christians, and yet they had a very ugly or traumatic experience with them. Mm-hmm. For example, they were cheated,
mm-hmm.
or somebody just said something nasty to them, a cuss word, you know, or if somebody just did not want to ask for forgiveness. And mm-hmm. these guys claim to be Christians.
Right.
And so what they say is that if that is the kind of Christian that you're showing to me, I don't want to be a Christian anymore.
Right. And a lot of people have turned their back away from such an invitation simply because if that's going to be who I will be, then I don't want to be it. You know?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
And besides, they even say that... wait a minute, what's the difference between the Christians and those who are non-Christians? Mm. They're, in my point of view, they're basically just the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're just different in religion or namesake, but mm-hmm. there's nothing really much different. And that's what we're also trying to tell all of our listeners, that all of us have been asked by God. I've been commanded by God to be different. Not necessarily in the way we look, because some people go to a different extreme when they become Christians. They either they seclude themselves,
isolated, or,
or they don't mingle with people because mm-hmm. they fear of contamination, mm-hmm. whatever. But it's not just about the way we look. It's also about our lifestyle, the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we live our life,
the places we go to,
the places we go to,
yeah.
And we have to be very conscious about these things.
The movies we watch, the television shows we watch.
The magazines we read.
Yes.
And
can you imagine? Pardon me for mm-hmm. for cutting you there.
No, it's all right.
Because somebody claims that he and his family is a Christian, and yet when you go visit their home, there's a lot of magazines there that are pornographic.
Oh, really?
Unwholesome.
Oh.
And so you know, there's going to be a question behind you and in your mind saying, asking, is this guy a true Christian? You know, why? See, even in the home, mm-hmm. if there are magazines or DVDs that, and books that are not wholesome, and also in the way you treat your household helpers.
Oh, yes,
already there's a question of your behavior, your testimony as a Christian.
So for us to share Christ to others, they need to first see the effect of a genuine experience of Christ in your life. For them to really believe that, you know, it works, or it does improve your life, or it does make a difference in your life. Now, we're going to take a short break, Sister Evelyn.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking some practical tips, if you want to,
yes.
for the lack of a better word.
How do you
Some practical tips on sharing Christ to others when we come back.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
We are back. And it's been a long time since we've heard that cha-cha-cha. And now we're back at the podcast. And Sister Evelyn, during the break, she was just telling me, while we were listening to the cha-cha-cha, that she says now she has all the space that she can have for
to doing do a cha-cha and do a cartwheel.
Now, maybe in the next podcast, if you email us enough, we'll probably see that. Going back to our topic, how do you share Christ to others? Now, before the break, we told you that we will be having some practical tips in sharing Christ to others. Because I know it is very difficult to share Christ to others, especially if we're talking about religious affiliation. A lot of people kind of look at this as something of a taboo, or it's one of those things that you don't want to talk about in a party.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway, we're going to talk about it today. So, what are the practical ways for us to share Christ to others? Now, let me get the ball rolling. I happen to read this over the internet. Now, a lot of people get to know Christ not necessarily because they heard a preacher, but because they have an office mate or a friend who is a Christian, and yet this is what they do. Because they find out that he or she is a Christian, they approach that person, and then if they have a need, for example, I got a problem with my family, or I have a financial burden, I have a problem with that, can you pray for me? So that's what they do. They approach you, and then they ask you to pray for them. And then what happens, of course, you pray for them. If you're gutsy enough, you can pray for them on the spot, or you can pray for them in your quiet time. And then, they get an answer to that prayer. Somebody gets healed, or financial money was given, provided.
Yes.
And then, now, there is now this opening so that you can start sharing people to Christ.
That's right. That's an experience that I always encounter. Friends, classmates, and they will text me, or they will ask me to call, or if they could call.
Right.
And then they will always ask for prayers.
Yes.
And that's one way of sharing Christ to others.
And then they tell you, hey, you know, my prayers were answered. And you start saying, well, you know, that's what happens when you're a child of God. Your father listens to you. And now you start opening up.
Yeah.
You know?
And when you pray, I mean, what I do, Rodney, is that I pray with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not pray silently for them, for their needs, but if as much as I could, I pray with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least they can hear your words.
Yes.
And they can remember that moment when you prayed. They would always remember that.
Yeah.
You remember when we prayed?
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
It's not a turn off.
It's not. But for some people, you know, it might be difficult at first for some people. But I believe as you go along with your Christian life, you have to be confident enough to not only let people know about your relationship with Jesus, but more importantly, doing, you know, Christian stuff in front of them.
Yeah. Well, there are people who are Christians, but they're undercover
Christians.
And so how on earth will your office mates or classmates or friends know if you're an undercover agent?
Unless they're an undercover agent as well.
Yeah, but see, the first thing that you must do is you must be come out in the open and declare praises to God and thank God and ask people, like, how are you? And when they say, I'm fine, well, you have expressions like, oh, praise God, or I thank the Lord.
Yes. Or you prayed before and after meals.
Yes.
A lot of people don't do that today. Oh, well, at least in our Philippines, in the Philippines they do, because we're practically a quote-unquote Christian country.
Yeah, but some people are just silent, you know.
They just be quiet.
They're quiet. They don't even close their eyes. They just pretend that they're staring at the food. And all along, they've been thanking God.
Yeah. And the waiter's like,
what does the scripture say? If you are ashamed of me,
then I will be ashamed of you.
Aww.
Actually, that could be another topic for our podcast. I'm actually just saving that, maybe for episode number 14.
Yeah.
Other practical things we can do, aside from praying for people, aside from being there for them.
Yeah.
What else? What are the other things that we can do? Maybe we could write them some letters or send them some encouraging messages.
Yeah, that's right. Or some people text you.
Yes.
Scripture verses.
Well, it's very big here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Texting is it's just catching up in the other countries.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But here in the Philippines, it's very, very big.
Mm-hmm.
So they either send you text messages or email messages.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What are the other practical things that we can do? You can, just like what the our listeners said, you can invite them for different kinds of events in your church.
Yeah, not like attending a sermon, to a sermon, but a cantata, it's a play, actually.
Yes, it is a play. For those people who don't know what a cantata is, it is a play.
You know, another thing that I find admirable, I have my sister, I'm not boasting about my sister, but I like the way she does approach evangelism.
Okay.
She invites wives and shares with them. Ooh. And it's just like a common, a tea party or a coffee time.
Yeah.
And she does it on a regular basis every week.
Yeah.
But she already prepares a little Bible study that is so practical.
Right.
And they get to like it.
Really?
Yeah,
really,
believe me, it's something like so practical. You don't have to have five friends all together. It can start with just a one-on-one.
Right, right.
Then later on, you know, you can bring another friend.
You mentioned something about one-on-one. A lot of people get pressured in sharing the Word of God that they want their whole office to be born again ASAP. You can't really do that. I mean, well, probably you can, but I've always believed in one step at a time approach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to conquer your office for Christ, you can either do it in a different ways, but I believe the most effective way is one-on-one.
One step at a time.
Just like the song of Salty, one step at a time.
Yes.
I'm climbing my mountain one step at a time.
Yeah.
So you start with one.
Yes.
You start with one person, and then later on, it's going to catch up. And that's what happened, naman, even in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You usually start with one person, and then that one person influences another person.
But Rodney, you said something earlier before our podcast.
Yes.
That the people who would share Christ to others must have first this burden.
Right.
If you don't have the burden for the lost souls, then this is a futile exercise.
Right. You're just doing it based on religiosity. Okay, just because the pastor
said it. Because it's a command.
Yes. But without the heart. Remember, and I always mention this whenever I get the chance to be on the pulpit. God, as much as He appreciates what you do for His ministry, especially if you give money, it's not necessarily the amount that it's important, but the heart behind the giving that's important. It's the heart that God checks, not necessarily what you do.
Yeah,
it's more of the heart. So if you don't have the burden for a person, to reach for a person, like the person, like this one who emailed us, she has a burden for a lost friend who is a practicing homosexual, then now she's so consumed about this burden that she's doing everything, praying, trying to invite this person, sending him, you know, Bible messages and encouraging him. So you're right, Sister Evelyn, you have to have that burden. It has to start from there.
On a bigger scale, can you imagine one missionary, God puts that drop in his soul for a nation, and that missionary has a burden for a nation.
Wow.
Oh, but God is not even asking all of us to have a nation in our heart as our burden, but one soul at a time.
Yes, that's what. But you know, one of the things I realized is that you will never know the people you will be touching when you share the gospel to one person. Let's say, for example, you share the gospel to one person, then this person has a father, and then he shared it to his father, his dad. His dad has a cousin, and then that cousin became born again.
Yes.
This cousin has a son, and then that son became born again. And then later on, this son became a president of a country, or a president of a business.
And a whole nation.
Or a whole nation, whatever.
Born again.
Or a very you know, a very influential person in business, or in politics. So you're never really going to know who you will be touching simply by, you know, just
sharing. It grows exponentially.
It does.
You don't know it. We just don't know it, but the exponential growth is fantastic.
Just
starts with one soul.
With one person.
Yes.
And just because you took the opportunity to share and encourage one person, little did you know that you're actually affecting the next generation, because the next leader of this nation or the next leader of this company will become a Christian, will live by Christian rules, and will live by Christian morals simply yes. because you shared it, what, 10 years ago, yeah. 15 years ago?
Then, Rodney, just keep it simple. Yep. When you share Christ, nothing theological,
yes.
nothing, not anything of these gobbledygook words that yeah. you, people don't even understand.
Sometimes we throw Bible verses.
I won't even understand that. But see, the simpler it is, the better. Yes. All you need to tell the person is that Jesus died for you and he forgave your sins, and you just have to accept him in your heart.
Yes.
It's as simple as that. You can talk to a waiter, to yes. your helper, to your maid, to your driver, to your mm-hmm. office mate. It's just as simple. Do you want to accept Jesus Christ? That's it.
So in sharing the word of God, there is such a burden that must come from you. How do we share Christ to others? First of all, it needs to start with you. You need to have a burden first, because this will be the one that will drive you, that will give you passion, that will give you enthusiasm to reach more people for Christ. Is it something that is just an idea? No, you have to ask God, Lord, give me a burden. Put it in my heart. Let it start today, so that I can reach more people for Christ. And then, when you made that decision, also make a decision to live a life for Christ. Now, it's going to be a lot of pressure, I'm sure. But that's why the Holy Spirit is there. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that will empower you and that will help you and guide you as you live your Christian life. So if you're listening today and you have that burden in sharing the Word of God, or maybe you're a Christian, you're not sharing the Word of God, let me ask you to pray this, and we will pray, Sister Evelyn, for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit for these people who have that calling in their heart to share the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, I pray for all my brothers and sisters who have given their life to Christ today. I know it's so hard living, especially at this time and age, and sharing the Word of God. But Lord, give us that burden in our heart. We know we have friends, we have relatives, brothers and sisters, parents, co-workers that need to hear your word. So Father, we pray to give us that spark in our heart so that we can share the word of God. And Lord, not only sharing through the mouth, but more importantly, sharing in the life, or through the life that we live. Father, we pray that every single thing that we do will be pleasing to you. That every single thing that we do and say will give you glory. Yes. I pray, Lord God, that you already prepare the hearts of the people who will be listening to my brothers and sisters. And as they open their heart to you, I pray that they will do it one step at a time, one soul at a time. Father, cover them with your Holy Spirit. Cover them with your power. Give them favor. Give them grace. Give them mercy, Father. We thank you for this unique opportunity to be of service to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you. We bless your name today.
Oh, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And amen.
Oh. I pray, you folks, you can email us next week about the result of this series
yep.
that you were able to share to at least one person.
Yep. Let us know if this podcast is truly helping you. Mm. This is really encouraging a lot of people, as we have been told. But please, let us know through your emails. Tell us, because of course we want to make sure that what we're doing here is really affecting you in a positive way.
Yes.
So next time, we're going to be talking about something very nice and a lot of us can relate to. Episode number 14 will be about, are you an undercover Christian?
A double agent.
Yep, are you a double agent? Since 007 is coming very soon in the theaters, let's talk about, are you a double agent? Are you an undercover Christian?
Okay, that's exciting, Rodney.
Well, let's see what happens next week. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 13.
Mm-hmm. Be blessed, folks.
This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy.
Saying God bless you, and we'll see you again next time.